Right. Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to church this morning. My name is Juliette Crone-Willis. I serve our church as the religious education coordinator, and I've been a member here for 5 years. Everyone is invited to stay following this worship service for fellowship, conversation, and refreshments. Today we're actually having a barbecue, so please join us. If you're a newcomer here this morning, we extend you a special welcome. And if you'll fill out one of the visitor cards found in the back of your hymnal and put it in the offering plate, or just give it to one of the ushers, we'll send you the church newsletter for the next 3 months so that you can get to know our programs and the activities going on here at church. If you have children with you today, they are welcome to stay. But we do also have a professionally staffed nursery if you care to use it. Next week, our religious education classes begin, and so children from pre-K up through high school can join us in those classes. If you'd like to learn more about this church and about Unitarian Universalism, there is information. There's a whole rack of information right behind me on the wall facing the fellowship hall. There's pamphlets, newsletters, visitor information, and you can take any of that home. All right. If you have a short announcement for the good of the church, please come to the microphone now.
Hello, my name is Sayre, and we have an opportunity to support one of the members of the congregation with a special project that we're going to be doing in October. We are going to assist Spiral in winterizing her home. She bought a house last year, and it needs a lot of work. And it's really not very energy efficient for the winter. So we're going to pass the hat to collect some money to help buy some of the supplies that we will need for this project. We also have opportunities for your time and talent on the project date. What's the date? The October Spiral. Second weekend in October. And so we're going to be doing it all day Saturday and all day Sunday. So if you have any handy skills or if you just want to come out and support, it's a great way to get to know each other. I've had the opportunity to do these sorts of projects in Louisiana and in other parts of Alton with our congregation. And it's been really, really powerful work to be able to support people in a way that sometimes we're not able to support ourselves. So I'm going to pass the hat around the congregation. If you have any extra cash that you can help to pay for drywall screws, we need to buy a toilet, it would be really appreciated. I'll be available to take donations between now and the second weekend in October, so you can just see me. And any questions, I'll be out there barbecuing, so come talk my ear off.
Hello, my name is Patricia Morrell, and if you live in Illinois and you are not registered to vote, I can do it. I'm a deputy to register, and I brought it with me. It's in my car, so we could do it today. Otherwise, you can track me down later.
I have been asked if we're having RE at 11:15 or thereabouts. Yes, we are. Can you bring food? Yes, you can.
Hello, my name is Michelle Bryant Barbeau. I visited our sister church in St. Louis, Elliott Chapel. They are doing Tuesday night vigils now until in discussion and solidarity with Ferguson and the events that are happening there. So it is not pick your favorite side, it's justice for all and standing on the side of love. You too can come Tuesdays between 6 and 7 outside. Trust me, you'll see us in the bright shirts.
Hard act to follow. My name is Bob Larson. For about 5 years, I've been on the gardening committee. And if anybody has any suggestions with regard to gardening or fall projects or wants to work out a convenient day for a work day, please see me afterwards. Thank you.
I've got an announcement also that following the service, I'm going to have a fireside chat about the religious education program this year. If you have any questions or just want to look at the schedule or want to talk to me about it, I'll be sitting by the fireplace.
You will notice a few things are different today. One, you didn't get an order of service. I promise the world will not come to an end because of that. Also, you were given clay. You can play with that clay. You can do whatever you want. Just don't mush it with anybody else's. Just keep it yours. And we also want you to know about the spirit chair. We're going to turn it into a spirit table, but right now it's a chair. And it includes items for anybody who likes to fidget. Those of you who like to knit while you're listening, like to play a computer game while you're listening, it helps you listen better. So there are pipe cleaners, there are crayons, there are things to color. And here's the thing, for me, the minister at this time, intergenerational services are not calm, silent affairs where people have to be quiet all the time. You can wiggle, you can move, and you can even get up in the middle of the service, even the middle of my sermon, and walk right over there and get an activity and go right back. I still have my very favorite gift after a service was a pipe cleaner made by one of our 62-year-old adults in my last church. So the table is for people of all ages who need something to help them pay attention. So today's gonna be a little bit different. If you are the kind of person who doesn't like fidgeting and moving and those kinds of things, you should probably sit somewhere near the front because today you don't get to complain. All right? Just go with me for today. I promise you we will have a great time. Thank you.
Now we begin this morning with our prelude.
This morning's chalice lighter is Kelvin, and while he is in no hurries, we're not in a hurry, I'm going to invite you to model after me, and actually Juliet is going to do it with you, this morning's chalice lighting words, and it goes like this. We light this chalice,
we light this chalice,
symbol of Unitarian Universalism, of the divine spark in all of creation.
May it remind us of the divine spark in all of creation.
The power of love to heal what is broken.
The power of love to heal what is broken.
And to be grateful for life's blessings each day.
And to be grateful for life's blessings each day.
Maybe so.
Come into our circle of kindness. Come into our circle of peace. Come into our circle of friendship. Come, be a part of our circle of love. Let us worship together.
So this morning we're going to combine our opening hymn with our greeting of one another. And so what I need you to do right now is find someone in the room you do not know. Yes, this may mean you need to get up, and if you are not physically comfortable with moving, stay where you are, and someone will come to you. I invite you now to find a partner that you do not know or do not know well. That includes you guys.
Do you want to stay up here?
I'm going to mop. You help me mop. Yes. And then we'll switch up. Yeah. Okay. All right, I know you guys like each other, but if you can hear me, clap once. If you can hear me, clap twice. If you can hear me, clap three times. Raise your hand if you do not yet have a partner. Anybody not have a partner? I see one person here, I see a person there. You two wanna, there we go. Anybody else not have a partner yet? We got one person there. We might need to do three.
Pat.
The most important thing is no one's left out. Now I need you to pay attention to me. I know you all love each other. It is a beautiful sight. You're going to do, you know the song, From You I Receive. Many of you do, some of you do not. We're going to sing it over and over, so even if you don't know it, you'll get it by the end. And we're going to sing it through once. From you. Wrong one. It's the number 1011, From You I Receive. Or no, 402. From You I Receive. From you I receive, to you I give, together we share, and from this we live. Do the hand motions. From you I receive, to you I give, and take hands. Together we share, and from this we live. Now, if you are sick, and so, or not comfortable taking hands, all you have to do is put your hands up like this, and the other person will put their hands up like that, okay? Let's do the hand motions one more time. It's from you I receive, to you I give, and then you'll take the hands of the person you're hanging out with, together we share, and from this we live, okay? Let's try it once. From you I receive, to okay, find a new partner. Make sure no one's left out, that you've got a partner. We've got some folks up here. Well, you guys want to pair up? All right. From you I receive, to you I give, together we share, and from this we live. And I hope you're discovering it doesn't matter so much that you're doing it right, but that you're doing it together. All right, one last time, find one more partner. And here we go.
From you I receive, to you I give, together we share, and from this we live.
Now stay in your partners that you're with right now, and we're going to do it silently while the piano plays. Just silently. Doing the hand motions. So please be seated.
Join in reading the responsive reading. After each line, please respond with, "We are not alone." The words are also projected on the wall behind me. These are the words of Michael DeVernon Boblett. We are not alone. We are this flame, ancient as the stars, new as the vulnerable spark. We are this chalice, rimmed by the spiral dance of searching.
We are not alone.
We are the light soaring, the shadow deepening, the dance between them.
We are not alone.
We are the heirs of the tribes and their fires, the healers and their circles.
We are not alone.
We are here. We are here for ourselves. We are here for each other, And we are not alone.
We'll be singing different doxology words this morning. And we're just going to sing it through three times. And as you feel like you know it, join in. This will be the same music that we'll be singing for our closing hymn with different words. So.
King has come, night is away. Rise with the sun and welcome the day. Morning has come, night is away. Rise with the sun.
Time. That rise with the sun part always gets people, right? And here's the thing. You don't have to do it right. The most important thing is to slide, like jazz slide. Who are my jazz fans in the house? Right? That's a jazz slide. This is a traditional song. We don't have to do it exactly one particular way. It's kind of folkish. So it's morning has come, night is away, rise with the sun and welcome the day. Okay, so don't, you know, y'all suddenly get very quiet. And we want to sing it. So we're going to do it one more time and do that slide thing. Just have fun with it.
Morning has come, night is away, rise with the sun and day.
All right. We come to the clay. Is there anybody who has not gotten any clay this morning? Raise your hand. I have my own clay. Nobody? Jennifer, you got clay? Everybody's got clay. That's awesome. Okay, excellent. All right. Once you have your clay, start to play with it if you haven't already. I didn't get a chance to play with mine, so I'm playing with mine now. Make it your own. Maybe make some shapes out of it. You could roll it in a ball. You could make a person, you could make it into a cube, you could do, just make it your own. As you're working with your clay, everybody should be working with their clay. I see you. You know, I used to lecture at a great big lecture halls and like people would think nobody could see them, but I see you not playing with your clay. So play with your clay, make it your own. Because as you're molding it, I want you to think about the hopes and dreams that you have for this congregation, and maybe for yourself as well, and imagine working them into the clay, making them a part of the clay. Feel how it feels between your fingers, and how those hopes and dreams feel between your fingers. What potential does it hold? So now, kind of smush it into a flat disc if you can. Kind of. And then I want you to take your thumb and put your thumbprint on it, like really imprint yourself into this clay. All right, so everybody got that? So now this clay has you and your mark on it. And now that you've done that, I want you to break it into two pieces. Now, find someone sitting near you who doesn't have the same color of clay and give them half of yours. Exchange half of theirs with you. I'm just going to theoretically exchange, like a pretend exchanging. All right. Okay. All right. So join your clay with your neighbors. You can smoosh the colors together, which is kind of what I just accidentally did. Or you could keep them apart and do different things with each color. Play with it some more. Make it your own again. Maybe make some pretzels. You could make a bowl or a spiral. We're all about spirals today, I've noticed that. maybe a star. This time I want you to imagine giving it some character, giving it its personality, giving it a little spark of life. Feel how it feels again between your fingers. And where does this personality, this character, where does it fit into the world? All right, so now smush it into a ball again and put your initial on it. You got their initials on it? It's a little hard. It's kind of a small ball, but still. All right, so now it's got your thumbprint, and now it's got your initial, and now break it in half again. Oh, no. So now find someone near you, maybe somebody you don't know, someone who's a little further away, who has a different color of clay, and exchange half with them. Again, join your neighbor's clay with your own. Shape it and form it. Make it your own thing. Maybe you make a person with it. Somebody said they were making a person before. Make a mustache with it. That's a lovely idea. Flowers, maybe a face. Shark. It's an excellent idea. So many options, or just a pretty swirl. As you mold it, listen to it. Learn what its purpose is, its function. Feel how it stretches and slides and squishes between your fingers. What's its history? Just in the last few minutes, the clay you have has been held by four different people. They've made it their own, and now your clay is one of many others. Many different people, different shades in this room. So in your hand, you hold a small part, just a little representation of our congregation, a symbol of our community and what we hope, what we are and what we hope that we can be. As the service goes on, go ahead and keep playing with your clay. You can take it home if you want to, or if you feel inclined, you can leave it in the basket when you're done, and we'll have a little display of everyone's clay production.
I promise not to lose any pages today. Those of you who've been here the past couple of weeks. Yeah, I might lose Juliet's, however. Each week we take an offering to celebrate the good work of this community and to support the work of this congregation. You will notice every once in a while I say fellowship instead of church because in my last congregation I wasn't allowed to say church. So please forgive me if that happens. I mean you all. And so this morning we have offering words. Freely have we received of gifts that minister to our needs of body and spirit. Gladly we bring to our church and its wide concerns a portion of its bounty. We have been greatly blessed. Let us now give generously so that others might be blessed by the work of this congregation. This morning's offering will be gratefully received. May it be joyfully given. Thank you. on intergenerational Sundays, even though the words are printed, you will find that I'll ask you to repeat after me so that people who can read and people who cannot are able to participate. So I invite you now to join in the offertory blessing printed on the wall behind me, but spoken after I say it. So to the work of the church, which is weaving a tapestry of love, we call community. We dedicate ourselves and these are offerings. Thank you.
I invite you to move now to the microphone and share briefly any gratitudes or celebrations you bring with you to church this morning. There'll be time to share concerns and sorrows in a few minutes.
Hello, my name is Rowan Kinder, and I have two joys. One is today I joined the spirit play thing, so now I'm going to be one of the teachers and storytellers. Yeah. And yesterday, me, Garrett, Dad, and Mom went to Six Flags.
Nice.
Thank you.
Hey, I was going to do that.
A small detail that I thought they were going to expound upon, but they left out, was that those two boys rode a roller coaster for the first time in their lives yesterday. And that was a pretty cool moment for me, too, because I got to ride it with them. And we just happened to get lucky enough to pick as the first roller coaster, the only roller coaster in the park that actually takes a picture of you as you go down the big hill. So it worked out pretty well.
I invite you to move to the microphone and share briefly any sorrows or concerns you bring with you to church this morning.
Hi, I'm Isabella, and on Wednesday my cat died.
Hi, I'm Casey Luker. A dear friend and coworker of mine is suffering with, I can't remember the exact name of it, but it's like fatty cirrhosis of the liver, non-alcoholic fatty cirrhosis of the liver, and she's really struggling this week, and if you could keep her in her prayers, I'd really appreciate it. Thank you.
May the gratitude and celebrations among us this day become a blessing to us all. And may the concerns and sorrows of each be carried in all our hearts, a burden shared, become a load lightened.
I invite you to take a deep breath in. Get comfy in your pews, whatever makes you comfortable. Take notice of how your feet hit the floor, how your legs touch the pews, or how your back rests against the back, or if you're like me, how none of it fits you at all. Just be aware of your space. And I invite you to take a deep breath again, this time so your neighbor can hear you. In and out. It is now time to settle yourself in your seat and relax your body and to relax your mind. Let the thoughts and worries in your mind melt away. Feel your breathing. And relax your body. Now imagine you are very, very small. You are in a safe place. A hard shell all around you protects you. You are inside an egg. It is warm inside this egg, and it is safe. All your needs are taken care of. Just take a moment and imagine resting here inside your egg. As we begin again a church year, this is a time for new beginnings and new life. All around us, under the ground, new life is forming and reforming again. Grass and flowers, insects all preparing to move into life. There is new life in the animal world too. Promises and excitement are in the air. And here you are, safe within your egg. You too are preparing to move into life. But first, you are resting, gathering your energy that you will need very soon. Spend a few minutes thinking about your plans for this new year. Is there a project you have planned? Is there something new in your life? Do you have a wish or a hope for this fall or this winter? Rest safe inside your egg and think about one of your plans for this coming year. While you rest safe inside your egg, decide on one or two things you can do to help your plan take shape, to make your dream come true. Take this time to rest and to plan, to gather the energy you will need. All right, the time has come. Your egg is feeling tight and cramped. You are rested and ready to greet the world. And as your egg goes crack and crunch, I invite you to stretch your arms and your legs. Just move your body around as you emerge from your shell. Take a look around this beautiful world that we live in. Take notice of the windows, of family, of clay. Look around you at this beautiful, glorious world and remind yourself of what you plan to do this year and see yourself doing it. See in your mind your plans coming to be. I invite you to again take a deep breath in and out. One more time so your neighbor can hear you. And out. May it be so. May it ever be so. Now I invite you to join in singing hymn number 1011, Return Again. We'll hear it once through on the piano. And then we will sing it together. Thank you. Return to the land of your soul. Hopefully for some of you, that's right here. For others, it's worlds away or a time in the past. Where do you find yourself most at home? The song is a Jewish song, and as we are coming up on the holiday of Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish community is celebrating a new year, a new beginning, something that they do over again and again, reminding themselves that there's a life cycle, that things kind of repeat and come again. And we live in a society that makes it sometimes hard to remember that there's a cycle to things. And I'm going to say, yes, it's okay for people to move around, and don't worry about it. So, what are the things in your life that remind you of those cycles? In a world that's so busy and chaotic and kind of disconnects us from, who can tell me what phase of the moon it is right now? Almost full. How many didn't know? I know I didn't even as I asked it. Right. I heard on the news, oh, we've entered fall. I'm like, the equinox hasn't happened yet. What are they talking about? It is getting cooler. Let knock on wood as we say that. But we kind of lose touch. So tell me, what are some of the things that help you remember those cycles in life, that things begin and fade and begin again? Food? Is that what I heard? Apples, ah, yes. Yeah, peaches, apples, pumpkins for me. That's one of them. Yeah. School year was a big one, yes. The church year, yes.
The plants.
The plants, yeah.
Irises in the spring, daylilies, prize lilies.
Irises in the spring, lilies, all that.
Yeah.
That'll be new for me. I've been living in a place where there's two planting seasons. Alabama, they're just starting their second one right now. What else? What else helps you remember that things begin again and again?
Birthdays.
The leaves, what was it?
Birthdays.
Birthdays, ah, yes.
Christmas.
And Easter and all the holidays, right? Ramadan and Rosh Hashanah. Kwanzaa.
Music.
In what way?
Dancing.
Who said that? Music. Music starts again and again, right? Even the hymns we've been singing today, right? They're over and over and over. I know some of you may or may not like that, but it's, you know, there's a reason why chants are done, because they help us get into a rhythm and it enters us into a different kind of mental state. Art. Is that what you said? Yeah, absolutely. Art is exactly right. I want to note to parents, shushing is louder than anything your kids are doing. So, you're going to notice as I do these intergens, I comment to the adults more than I do the kids. It's not, you know, it's because we're not accustomed to being intergenerational anymore. We don't know how to be with our differences. So here we are again, at this in gathering, and yet here's another new beginning. You've got a new minister again. Some of you are like, wait, didn't we already do that? Wasn't that like yesterday and not 10 years ago? Right? Is this congregation to go through this again? You know, I've listened to the stories of some of the folks who were here in the 70s and 80s and 90s as these transitions have happened, and it's like, again? And of course, yes, again. 180-year-old church. How many ministers has it had? I bet you know. Huh?
More than two.
More than two. Right? And yet we're still standing. How many generations of people again and again?
More than two.
More than two, for sure. I have to say what a joy it was to see the picture of a, oh gosh, thank you, yes. It's like, oh yay, it's one of my favorite people. Anyway, so we began again and again. There are all kinds of calendars. There are all kinds of ways to mark the beginnings and the endings of things. In Unitarian Universalism, we tend to do in-gatherings. And most of our sister congregations across the world right now are doing water communion as part of their Sunday. And you know, some people love water communion, some people hate it. This is a thing where people bring water from wherever they've been, whether it's their garden at home or if they were traveling, visiting family or whatever, and they pour it into a common bowl. And then from that bowl, we cleanse the water, and then we use that for things like child dedications. Or, for example, I might take some and sprinkle it on the place where a young man was killed. Or we might take it and use it to bless a new space, to bless a new home. There are ways in which we do these things again and again. And I know you do flower communion. That would be another one that kind of reminds you, right? There are all kinds of ways in which we remind ourselves. The important thing is to take the time and stop. We don't often do that. How many of you have something that you do every single day that kind of reminds you to stop and breathe for a minute? School for some, yes. Yeah, okay. I notice it's maybe a third of the room. And we wonder why we are a world so frazzled, a world so anxious, a world so frightened, a world so unsure. We don't take the time to stop and renew. And so this day, I invite you to be with each other, to know that it's in your hands, that we can help the world find a way to wholeness and renewal. To be born again, not in some fundamentalist, you know, I'm going to be doused in some water and go off to heaven and be done. But renewal in the sense that it's us here and now in this life. It's our hands on the streets, going to the vigils, going and praying with people, going in the streets and being with people, asking folks what they need, not assuming that they need it. Going out and being in the world together. That is the message of Unitarian Universalism, that heaven is not some imaginary world beyond. Heaven is something for us to create here and now, to begin again every day, knowing that we will mess up and still trying over and over. And so I leave you with one last question. I want you to tell me, why come to UU Church at all? Why bother coming here? What's the point? To be with community. You could go to the community center. You could go to a concert. You could go to a book club. Why this community, though? What's special about it? You could find other liberal people. You could find other, you know. Spirituality, welcoming.
The commitment to those principles is pretty cool.
Commitment to the principles. Friends, what was it?
Safe.
It's safe.
That thing you were saying about recharging.
Recharging. This is a place for rejuvenation.
Okay. Reminds me we're all one.
Reminds me we're all one. What I like to hear in that is we remind ourselves of our own highest ideals and that we can live them even if it's messy. Because I'm guessing not everybody in this room likes every other person in this room. Don't lie. But that's not the point, right? Holding ourselves to our highest ideals means staying in community when we love each other and when we don't get along. And goodness knows our world needs that message here and now. They need to know that there's something beyond the current hatred, beyond their own limited awareness. Beyond. So may you be rejuvenated this day. May you remind yourself to stop a few moments every day and be inside an egg for a little while. But may you also remember that you're a little bit of clay. And that I hope that you don't just come to UU Church to be your same old self week after week after week, but that you come here to be challenged a little, to be transformed a little bit, to give of yourself, so that you're not just a piece of stick clay, but a marbled heart, or whatever it is you made today. May it be so. I invite you to rise as your spirits and bodies allow. Wiggle and jiggle, whatever you need to do. Put your right foot in, put your right foot out. We're going to do Sing and Rejoice, which is has the same melody as our first opening hymn, but it just uses the word sing and rejoice. There we go. Are we able to do it a little faster?
Sing and rejoice, sing and rejoice.
Thing before we close today, and then we're going to do that again, so hold on. We're going to do what I call a laughing meditation. I'm going to turn my microphone off for this one, and I just want you to do what I do. I dare you to stop. How many of you are discovering you're giggling helplessly now? All right. It's good for the spirits. That is the sing and rejoice that we're talking about. So let's try that one more time.
Sing and rejoice.
I invite you to face each other across the middle here, so turn towards your neighbors across the way. Wave, smile, laugh at them if you need to, whatever. Not at them, with them, I'm sorry. Let me model here, okay. This is our most holy and sacred community. This is the place where we come to be rejuvenated and refreshed, to even on occasion be irreverent. If we had done this service in my Catholic church growing up, oh my gosh. Right? So knowing that we're probably going to hell, let's just have fun doing it together. May it be so, blessed be.